Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, February 25th, and today is another live power hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, today is February 25th, and we have another live power hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. If you would like a private, one-hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, if you would like a one-hour private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Wow, Merger Monday. Mergers, takeovers are alive and well. Right out of the gate today, three potential deals. Roche Holding taking over Spark Therapeutics, a gene therapy company in the biotech space. Wow. You're sitting down for this one? Stock is currently trading at 114. It closed at $52 on Friday, up $62 so far today. That's up 120%. Holy cow. Talk about a handsome premium. Also, in the biotech space as well, Clementia Pharmaceuticals, takeover by Francis Ipsen. The stock is $26. It closed on Friday at $15. It's up $11 today, up 75%. Holy cow. Talk about possibly making yourself a day's pay. between Spark Therapeutics and Clementia Pharmaceuticals. We'll get back to the gene therapy space in a moment. But let's also talk about the third possible deal. This one's a bit hostile. I've been banging the tables over the last few weeks about M&A picking up in the precious metal space. Well, we got another one today, but this one went hostile. A hostile bid, an $18 billion with a B, hostile bid for Newmont Mining, symbol NEM, by rival Barrick Gold. Now remember, Newmont is currently in an M&A transaction now, trying to purchase Goldcorp, GG. So all of a sudden, Barrick goes hostile with Newmont. Now Newmont's trading at approximately $36. The chatter on the street, the chatter is that if Barrick wants to be serious about a potential M&A transaction with Newmont, they may have to spend some more money. The talk is that they would have to spend possibly anywhere from $45 to $50 a share to purchase Newmont. Again, this is a hostile transaction. A few years ago, there was talk about a Barrick and Newmont transaction, but nothing was consummated. So please be careful on this name, Newmont Mining, possibly being acquired by Barrick. But it goes to my point and to my friend Pete, who calls in religiously. He, too, has had everyone focused on the precious metal space for possible consolidation. And boy, we have seen it over the last few months, with Barrick taking out Randgold and Newmont taking out, working on, or trying to consummate a deal with Goldcorp, and now Barrick trying to take over Newmont. Wow, this is going to get interesting. This kind of reminds me again, I believe back in the mid to late 80s, I believe, with all the hostile takeovers of the large integrated oil companies, the Gulfs, the Texacos, the Unocals. Boy, that was exciting. So stay tuned, because there's probably more to this hostile bid for Newmont by rival Barrick Gold. Stay tuned to that. Okay. Well, look, we're going an hour straight here, so I want everyone to get a pencil and piece of paper out, because I'm going into the tall weeds here, and I want to make sure everybody writes down all these names for all these potential takeover targets that I'm going to be talking about. Okay, I mentioned from the get-go that Roche is taking over Spark Therapeutics, and that was at a hefty 120% premium today. So the logical question is Bobby, who may be next? Who may be next in the gene therapy space? Other names that might get taken over. Well, I have been beating the table on Bluebird Bio over the last few months in 2018. Bluebird Bio is trading at $152 today. It's up $22, up 16% so far in one day. Getting some tailwind from the Roche purchase of Spark Therapeutics. I believe the chatter on Bluebird over the last couple, 3 years was a possible acquisition in the range of north of $200. That is what I had identified by as I was doing my homework. And Bluebird is currently up $22 today at $152, up 16%. So please continue to put Bluebird Bio, symbol blue, B-L-U-E, on your radar screen as a potential takeover target in the gene therapy space. And again, I believe that the chatter was, if there was to be an M&A transaction, it could go anywhere from between $200 to $250. Put that on your radar screen, but continue to do your own homework. Also, write down this symbol, Q-U-R-E, Unicure. Wow, this stock is up at $55, up $13 today. That's up 32%. Another name you want to jot down, CRSP, CRISPR Therapeutics, $39.75, up $8. That's up 26% in one day. Now, jot down SGMO, Sam George Mary Oscar. Sangamo Therapeutics, $9.05, up 25 cents, also in the gene therapy space. And let's round it off by jotting down Nancy, Tom, Larry, Apple, Intella Therapeutics. That stock is at $14.20, up 70 cents today. So please put those five names on your radar screen. They are all in the gene therapy space. They're up, most of them are up huge today. If you're not in already, you might want to see if there's a pullback, because these stocks are getting a jolt today because of the huge premium that is being paid by Roche to acquire Spark Therapeutics. The names I mentioned, jot down the symbols, blue, B-L-U-E, Again, a name that I've been pounding the table on over the last few months. Then there is Q-U-R-E, Nancy Tom Larry Apple, C-R-S-P, and rounding it off with S-G-M-O, Sam George Mary Oscar. Again, investing based solely on takeover chatter is risky. You have to first like a company based on its fundamentals alone. It just happens now that biotech, and specifically gene therapy today, is smoking hot. So I just wanted to share with you a handful of names that you should continue to watch. See if there is a pullback on these names if you're not in. And do your homework. Okay? And again, you know I am a big, big fan of biotech in general. And there has been robust M&A in that space. I highly doubt Spark Therapeutics will be the last gene therapy M&A transaction I will be mentioning in 2019. Again, if you would like a one-hour private takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, you could drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. If you would like a private one-hour takeover talk workshop with me. Well, you know, Friday was very, very interesting. There were a couple names that just got totally obliterated. One was Kraft Heinz, the food company, which just got totally, I believe, got crushed, was down approximately 30% in one day. And then there was another name, Stamps.com, symbol S-T-M-P, got crushed, was down, I believe, over 50% on Friday. Now, Stamps.com came out with news, I believe, on their earnings call on Friday or late Thursday, because this is the company that had the exclusive, I believe, an exclusive arrangement with the U.S. Post Office to use their services and resell their services to customers, either retail or commercial customers. And I believe they no longer have a exclusive, or that exclusivity will be ending. The reason why I'm mentioning it to you, it's because there's a name I want you to jot down that might benefit based on what transpired with Stamps.com. And who is that? Jot down this symbol. PBI. Paul Boy Ida. Pitney Bowes. Yes. Pitney Bowes. Might just benefit based on what transpired with Stamps.com. And I want you to be aware that I found an article, a StreetInsider.com article in January of 2018. Talking about how Pitney Bowes back then was said to have received interest from Blackstone and Carlyle, two private equity companies. Now, keep in mind, the stock is currently trading at approximately $7.50. It only has a market cap of $1.5 billion. So Pitney Bowes, I believe, and from what I read in the past, could be a potential takeover target. Now, keep in mind, please know that management had a review of the company sometime in 2018, and they decided that they were no longer going to shop the company around for a sale. But again, this was, I believe, based in March and April of 2018. Things maybe have changed. I don't know. I did not speak to management. But you should put Pitney Bowes, PBI, on your radar screen. See if you like it as a standalone company first. You never know where there could be a whiff, a chatter, a potential takeover noise. Pitney Bowes was a name in the past that would wake up based on chatter, based on takeover noise. With everything going on with Stamps.com, maybe somebody deems Pitney Bowes as an opportunity down at this level, possibly on the cheap. You never know. So please put Pitney Bowes on your radar screen. Do your own homework on it. See if you like it as a standalone company based on its fundamentals. Yes. Yeah, boy, that Stamps.com got obliterated on Friday. It was just unbelievable. Oh, okay. Continue to get your pencil and piece of paper out. Like I mentioned, takeovers are alive and well. Unbelievable what has transpired today, Monday, February 25th. I can't say it enough. Spark Therapeutics, holy cow, up 120% in one day. Holy cow. And Clementia Therapeutics, Clementia, unbelievable. Clementia Therapeutics, Pharmaceuticals, getting taken out and also up 75% in one day. I try to tell all my listeners worldwide, this is not a job. This is fun. Let's try to identify the next Spark Therapeutics, the next Clementia Pharmaceuticals. Unbelievable. Now, I wanted to discuss with you a name in the cannabis space, that I had conversation with all my listeners a few weeks ago. And the name is Afria, symbol Adam Paul Harry Apple, APHA. Now, this is a company that had already rejected, I believe, an $11 bid by a company called Green Growth. Well, Afria, symbol APHA, is currently trading at around $9.76. I found a Seeking article, believe it or not, February 20th, which was very recent. And the headline of the article said, should Aurora Cannabis acquire Afria? So there is plenty of chatter revolving around Afria, even though they did reject an $11 bid by Green Growth. The stock again is trading at $9.76. Cannabis M&A seems to be robust. I could not tell you who is going to acquire and if somebody will acquire Afria, APHA, but it seems like it is in the right space, the sweet spot, cannabis. There seems to be plenty of M&A going on in the Canadian space for cannabis. And Afria, symbol APHA, trades here in the United States. So please continue. This was a little bit more of housekeeping. Continue to put Afria, symbol APHA, on your radar screen. Okay. I got quite a few texts and emails from listeners asking me if I could opine on potential takeover activity in the oil patch. So I kind of did a top-down grab, meaning that I went back. I had to go back. I had to go back, believe it or not, I had to go back to 2016. And I found a Motley Fool article. And the headline was three potential takeover targets for Exxon. And I know I'm dating myself again, 2016. And the first company that came up was the energy company ROG, resources, which possibly could be a potential takeover target for Exxon. So I wanted you to put down in the oil patch, EOG, resources. Moving on, another company that may be in Exxon's sweet spot, another independent with a major presence in the Permian, is Pioneer Natural Resources, symbol Paul X-Ray David. That's PXD. Now again, keep in mind, this is a 2016 article. It is dated. So continue to do your own homework on these names in the oil patch. There is probably more current information. I'm just guiding you to these names. So the second name I'm telling you to jot down in the oil space is PXD. And the third name, rounding it off, is Continental Resources, CLR. Now, when this article was written in 2016, I believe Continental Resources was a dominant player in the Bakken in North Dakota, that area. And that's CLR. So, three names that I would like you to jot down in the oil patch are EOG Resources, PXD, which is Pioneer Natural Resources, and Continental Resources, CLR. These were three names. Three names that could be potential takeover targets for ExxonMobil. That would be interesting to see if the oil patch starts to heat up as well. Next, I'd like to discuss with you names in the video game space. I had mentioned these names over the last few weeks as well, but I'm circling back again because three out of the four names I'm going to mention to you got totally obliterated over the last couple months. And like I mentioned, you never know. Sometimes an M&A catalyst is a company that is just selling at a ridiculously low price and an acquirer sees value. Now, I know I'm painting the whole video game maker space with a broad brush here, but let's just see over time if there are any takers for these names going forward. as potential takeover targets. Activision Blizzard, Symbol, Adam, Tom, Victor, Ida, ATVI, has gotten crushed over the last couple months. Take-Two Interactive, TTWO, has gotten crushed over the last few months. Electronic Arts, Symbol, Eddie, Apple, which also got decimated, but has been catching a bid over the last few weeks. And then, believe it or not, I can't believe I might be saying this, and you have to do your own homework, but there are people that believe this name, and it's a $5 stock, could be best in breed in this space. Zynga. Yep. Symbol. Z-N-G-A. Okay? Four names. But you got to keep in mind who, again, could be possible acquirers for these names. Who? Well, there are usual suspects, just so you know. Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple. Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple could possibly be potential acquirers of the four names that I just told you to put on your radar screen as potential takeover targets. Activision Blizzard, Take-Two Interactive, Electronic Arts, and Zynga. Interesting, right? Okay. Wow, this hour is just flying. By the way, if you would like a private 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. Now at takeovertalk@AOL.com. Again, if you would like a 1 hour private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. The email address is takeovertalk@AOL.com. I had a listener shoot me off an email about a name that I had mentioned a few times back in 2018, and I think I may have mentioned it once or twice in early 2019 as a potential takeover target in the internet cloud space. They wanted me to opine on Box, not Dropbox, even though that is a name also that I had mentioned to everybody that should be put on one's radar screen as well. But the symbol Box, B-O-X, and I found a recent January 4th, 2019 Investor Place article. And it said, will Box stock be bought out or run out. And this article made a compelling case for Fox possibly getting acquired. And they had mentioned the logical suitor for Fox. There were a handful with Alphabet, which is Google, Microsoft as well, and even some private equity funds might be interested. I do believe that there was even mention that Salesforce might want to kick the tires as well. And they may put Box, symbol B-O-X, on their radar screen as a potential takeover target. So I know Box is currently trading around $24, but there has been some chatter that Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and even Salesforce.com might be interested in acquiring Box. So I just wanted to answer the email that I received from one of my listeners who was asking me to opine on Box. And just keep in mind, I'm just sharing information that I found with all my listeners in reference to potential takeover targets. I'm just sharing this information. Okay? If I could help you identify potential takeover targets, wow, I have done my job. What's the expression again? Give a person a fish and that person eats for a day. Teach a person how to fish and that person eats for a lifetime. That's also the reason why I encourage all my listeners to please consider taking the 1 hour private takeover talk workshop with me to try to teach you all what I've learned to use the tools that I use to attempt to acquire, to attempt to identify potential takeover targets. Again, making money in the stock market, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. You have to be better than the next person. You got to dig deep, very deep, to get the most current information that's available to everyone out there. It's out there. You just got to know where to find it. Whatever is fair and legal. Okay? Because remember, takeovers are alive and well. Just look at this morning. If you had Spark Therapeutics or Clementia Pharmaceuticals, one up 120%, another one up 75%, you're feeling good. you're feeling very good. And also, I mentioned to all my listeners, it does look like Newmont Mining, a general in the precious metal space, is in play. That's a hostile takeover. I highly doubt we've heard the end of the Newmont Barrick saga. And like I mentioned, I will be keeping all my listeners posted on a play-by-play basis on how that situation gets played out. Okay. I wanted to circle back on another name, a company that, after running up on its IPO, got crushed, got totally decimated, and has now been catching a bid. From what I get, based on better fundamentals, which obviously I always say is key. The name of the company, again, I'm going to mention, you know it, is Snap, Snapchat, symbol S-N-A-P. I believe Snapchat is trading now back north of $10. I believe it went under $6. Now, I wanted to circle back on a October 18, 2018 article. It's an Investor Place article. I recommend everyone read it. And this one says, 4 reasons why Snap stock will rally in the future. Okay. Now, I had mentioned a while ago that Snap could be a potential takeover target. All those people who own Facebook, do you remember after Facebook went public at, I believe, $42 or $44, it went straight down. And then all of a sudden, they got their act together. And the rest is history, because then it went north of, I believe, north of $200, Facebook. I'm not suggesting Snapchat will have any type of a move similar to Facebook, but it's always possible. Now, the article talks about that Snap stock likely to become a takeover target. That's right, in the article. And they used an analogy of how Facebook paid $19 billion for WhatsApp. Well, the market cap right now, I believe the market cap for Snapchat is approximately a little bit under or approximately $13 billion. So if you think, or if one would think that Snapchat is a better property than WhatsApp, well, that alone would have Snapchat trading at a premium to where it's currently trading now, just based on that thought process. But the article goes on to say that there are companies that might be interested in acquiring Snapchat. The article goes on to say that, and they mention Amazon and Alibaba would love the opportunity to advertise their websites on products and products on Snap for free. And it goes on to say, well, Google would be able to realize its long-term goal of obtaining a major, viable social website. And then it goes on to say that Facebook would be able to eliminate a huge competitor. So right there and then, this article goes on to say, potential acquirers for Snapchat could be, one, Alibaba, two, Amazon, three, Google, and four, Facebook. Obviously, there may be other names out there circulating, but those were four names mentioned in this October 18th article, 2018, stating that could be potential acquirers of Snapchat. So, do your homework on Snapchat. Continue to look at their quarterly numbers. See if you can get your hands on some research notes from some of the big investment banks that follow it. If you first and foremost like it based on its fundamentals, that is key. And then know that I have identified it as a potential takeover target as well. But again, you have to like it as a standalone company as well. That was Snap, S-N-A-P. You all know it as Snapchat. Wow. This hour has been flying. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop, a private one-hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, please drop me off an email now. You could email me at takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, the email address to contact me is takeovertalk@aol.com. Now, I don't have much time left, and this has been a fabulous show. I gave all my listeners plenty of ammunition to go out there with. Potential, I identified a bunch of potential takeover targets for my listeners. I still get emails, Bobby, what could be potential mega mergers for 2019? Well, you know, I'm going to stick to what I've been, you know, I'm going to continue to talk my book. And names that I have mentioned before, I'm not moving off the dime. I still believe Tesla, symbol TSLA, makes good sense for a potential acquisition by Apple. To me, it just makes good sense. There has been plenty of chatter talking about Apple possibly being a terrific fit for the acquisition of Tesla. I just spun it a little differently, thinking that the Tesla shareholders, unless they got a ridiculous cash price right now, which I think it would be remote, that it would probably behoove them to do an all-stock deal with Apple, where Apple would purchase Tesla for every one share of Tesla, Apple would give 2.5 shares of stock in Apple. Just saying, that was kind of from, you know, my own thought process in reference, you know, just being creative. Just being creative. But again, you got to do your own homework, your own due diligence in reference to that. There are a bazillion people that love Tesla, and there's a bazillion people that hate it. I have to tell you. So you have to say to yourself, do you want to be on the right side of history, or do you want to be on the wrong side of history? This book, the Tesla book, is far from over, and there are still many chapters that need to get written before this book is concluded. So that's one mega merger. Another one I always mention to you all was Twitter. Boy, from what I read, from what's on the internet, the people that I speak to, I did identify Twitter as a potential takeover target. That's correct. I just think one day we're going to wake up just like we woke up today, and we're going to see, wow, another big tech name acquired Twitter. Probably at a handsome premium. I know Twitter's currently trading around $32, $33. To get a deal done, there has been talk. It would have to come anywhere from $60 to $75 a share in cash. I share that vision as well. So two potential mega mergers could be Tesla getting taken over in 2019, and then Twitter getting taken over in 2019. I know I'm going out on a limb on those two, but, you know, there has been chatter. There has been noise in reference to those two possibly being mega mergers for 2019. Okay. Well, listen to me. All my listeners, my hour is up. This has been such a good hour. I want to thank all my listeners. And remember, it's always an honor to serve my listeners. And if you'd like to contact me, shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. Shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. I will speak to you again shortly. And this has been Takeover Talk, and I am your host, Bobby Cohen. And thank you again for listening. Bye-bye.